she went out into Baker County to teach. And that's where she met Mr. Grove. And since Ma and Pa wouldn't let her marry Mr. Oscar Lovering, whoever he was, they didn't think he was quite of her social class or something. And she just thought all those years that that's the one she would have loved. She might not have. I've heard her say it over and over.
Even at that, how old was she then?
Well, she was about 62 when we met her.
Hanging on to
it. And I thought she was I thought she was very old at the time. And oh, when I was 62, I didn't realize that that was old. But they acted old. She worked so hard and got up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go ahead with that milking business. And Mr. Gold got up and built fires and did what he could. And by afternoon, she would lie down and read her paper and rest. And he'd lie down and take a nap. They had a large room. Their bedroom was not quite as long, maybe it was as long as this room. And his bed was up here, her bed went there. And I've heard them lie there and quarrel back and forth at each other the way of the night. And Sherry was a little girl, and we had a little living room, and we screened in part of the porch, had a bed out there, and a bed in the bedroom, and there was a lavatory up there, but we'd have to come downstairs to a tub and commode. But Sherry was little, and let's see, she was about 3 years old, and I hear them quarrel. I said, "Sherry, go down there and tell Papa." She called him Papa. "Tell Papa to hush."
Oh, that's what she said.
And she would go down the steps, and she'd walk up to his bed and say, "Hush, Papa." And he'd say, "All right, little baby. All right, little baby." Every time. I thought he'd slap her sometimes, but he didn't. Every time he'd sit in this, and he had Ms. Grove as a captive audience when she had the, on that big old back screen porch, he had that swing, and he would sit in the swing while she worked over there on the dairy table where she did her, and he would quarrel. I said, "Sharon, go tell Papa to hush." And she would have been stopping. No matter what.
So he was like unable to work the farm. He was just really in ill health.
He was in ill health for the first time. He had retired from law practice and farm. He was a good lawyer.
He was
in his 70s. Mm-hmm. Because he was older than she.
And me and a few social case did not work. Anyway.
No,
they had either black people or white, poor white trash that did the work.
Yeah.
It's only since I've been grown that of our class worked the farm.
Yeah, well, you see, they have machinery to do it now. They didn't.
When I was growing up, we had 3 to 5 families that lived in those shacks.
Yeah, it's too much fun running the machine.
You've got such a huge investment in that machine.
I know.
So the whole thing is
Well, you see, in the South, the Northern farmers have done their work all the time. But in the South, it took all that time after the Civil War for it to ever recover enough for people to afford to be big farmers like that, except those that inherited it, those huge plantations.
He's making some fruit.
That's what I smell.
I
smell coffee, doesn't it?
He's making
all that turkey
over
our place.
Oh. I managed to get over there.
Did you go over and get him some sandwich?
No, I had none.
Was it unusual for her to have like a business like that?
Well, no. Well, you see, there was no, you didn't have pasteurized milk and regulation and those things. And people could sell it. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty good business. She was very close and very careful. I guess the milk sold for something like, I forgot, maybe 10 cents a quart. And I know she got 35 cents a pound of butter. And some of them thought that was high.
You know, my grandmother was like that. She had a business that was, had a dairy business, and then she planted fruit trees, and she had several things.
Well, they had, always had a garden. And she had chickens. That was another bone of contention. Mr. Grogan wanted to use his corn to feed the old chicken. And she said she would. She liked him with it. And he said, the hogs were worth a lot more than chickens. You shouldn't do that. I've heard them do that one. I don't mean to disparage them at all, because I love both of them dearly. But I just wanted them to live peaceably, but they never did. Years later, Miss Brooks said one time, she said, well, maybe, maybe if I had been different, things would have been better for you. So in other words, she was blaming herself. But she was not to blame anyone.
But she wasn't around meat. She stood up to
me. Well, if she could just take a joke and roll over. She'd have whipped him in his own game, in other words. Mm-hmm.